Well, good evening, everybody. No matter where you're calling in from, I heard folks calling in from as far away as New Zealand. Thanks, Susan, for joining us. I heard folks from Alaska and Ontario, Canada, lots of folks from Hawaii and all across the continental U.S., from Indiana, Utah, Illinois, Texas, South Dakota, New Jersey, New York, Montana, Virginia, Colorado, Florida, Minnesota, Michigan, lots of folks from California, Nevada. Got people from all over the place listening in, and it's really exciting. I love what I do, and I love where we are right now as a company and what's happening with our business. Not as many folks from Florida on the line here tonight because David Sandoval is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, doing a business meeting, and he's going to be in Tampa on Thursday night. So if you're on the west coast of Florida or know some folks on the west coast of Florida, make sure that you plug them into that meeting. It should be a big one. Florida's one of the growing states, both east and west coast, and then Dave's flying up Connecticut for Saturday meeting. It's a morning meeting with a lot of great information up in Stamford, Connecticut. So check your event schedule. Make sure that you know what's going on yourself. But for all the friends you've got on Facebook and all the people that you may know who know somebody or know somebody who knows somebody in Connecticut or in Florida or even in Long Beach, California or Southern California, we've got a manufacturing tour coming up next Friday, actually, and RSVPs are due at the end of this week. So we've got about 100 people already signed up for lunch and for training in Southern California, and we're really building the Southern California area because we got our national convention coming up in less than 10 weeks. And if you didn't hear, we've got a big announcement. Our Friday night guest speaker is going to be Jeffrey Smith. He's literally the world's leading authority on GMO foods. He's a filmmaker and a best-selling author. He's going to be sharing the stage with David Sandoval and Amy Venner, and we're going to be talking about, you know, why our program, our products, are the future of food and an important part of the future for everybody. So have Jeff there, just one of many, many pieces of valuable content and information that you're going to get being at our national convention. And it's an important thing I want to share with you tonight is to make sure that you know that if you're new to the business, if you joined the business in the last 30 days, you can go to our convention for our low, low price of $179. And if you've enroll a new person today, tomorrow, next week, anytime, as long as it's within their first 30 days, they can get that $179 early bird price for convention. So as you're enrolling new members into your business, make sure that that they know that they can take advantage of this great deal. So it's a big part of what we're going to be doing here going through the fall. As fast as our growth was over the last 5 months, and we're four times bigger than we were 5 months ago, as fast as that growth is, we believe we're going to grow even faster coming out of convention because of the tools and the programs that we're launching. So very exciting time right now, and glad to have you be part of it. Before I get to the training here tonight, want to let everybody know that in the midst of David Sandoval's crazy busy schedule, tomorrow night he's still going to do a Meet the Owners call, and it's going to be a really interesting subject. It's going to be about dehydration. And he's going to talk about some of the unknown effects of dehydration. And in the summer months coming up here, it's really important that you stay hydrated. And he's going to tell you a little bit about why and how to stay hydrated. And then he also has created a product, if you're familiar with the product called Goo, which is a product that athletes consume. It's kind of a tasty, nutrient-dense food. Actually, a lot of the Goo-type products out there on the marketplace, believe it or not, are not very healthy. And so David has created a recipe for a goo alternative for athletes. He's going to share a little bit about the science behind that. So if you are an athlete or you know any athletes, make sure you're on tomorrow night's call, Meet the Owners call, and you'll learn more about the goo product directly from David Sandoval. So we got a lot going on, and we try to continue to have a lot going on. Before I get into the training tonight, I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that one of the things we've had going on since March 1st is we've actually had a promotion going on which will allow you to get free hotel nights at our convention, free event fees at our convention, or even earn cash. So if you go to the MyPurium.com website, right on the bottom of the homepage, there's a big logo that's for our one national conference. And, if you click on that logo, you'll see all the information about the national convention. So there's the flyer, there's the pricing, you can book your room, and we still have a handful of rooms left at the Hyatt. You can see the agenda for the meeting. And at the bottom of that, or toward the bottom of that page, you'll see that there's a rank advancement promotion going on. And so I'm just going to explain a little bit about how that works to make sure you understand the opportunity. That the way it works is it's based upon your highest rank going into the month of March. So whatever your highest rank was through February, then you have certain ranks that you can achieve by July 31st to earn hotel nights and event fees. So let's say that through the month of February, the highest rank that you ever achieved was an associate, a builder, or consultant. You've never been a director or an executive or anything higher than that before March 1st. So through February, the highest rank you hit was consultant. Or if you're brand new and hadn't even started by March 1st, let's say you started 2 weeks ago, then you'd be in this category of people. And if you hit the rank of diamond, then we'll give you a rebate for one hotel night. If you hit the rank blue diamond by July 31st, we'll give you a rebate for a second hotel night. If you hit the rank of red diamond by July 31st, we'll pay for one event fee. We'll give you a rebate on your event fee. If you hit the rank of crown, we'll pay for another event fee. And if you hit two-star crown by July 31st, we'll give you $500 in cash. So the higher you move up by July 31st, the bigger the opportunity you have to get hotel nights or event fees or cash. And that's the way that the promotion works. So you need to find the rank that you were prior to March 1st and then see what your goals are. And then when you hit those goals, we'll be refunding hotel room nights, event fees, and even paying out cash. So it's going to be a fun event. David Sandoval is going to be speaking several times. We're going to be launching lots of new stuff. Amy Benner is going to be speaking a couple of times. I'm going to be hosting and emceeing and sharing some new tools and some great things. We've got some big, big, big improvements for the company and for your business, and you want to be there. It's our first conference, and we hope that you can be there. We hope that you already are there. So anyway, that's what's going on as far as current events here for the business. We've got, our events with David Sandoval, all the way up through convention, so it's going to be a fun 60 days. And what I want to do here tonight on our training call is do a little training about big things and little things. And so I hear a lot about, focus and focusing on one big thing, and I just read a great book about that. And yet on the other hand, I hear a lot of information about little details and how important the little things are to make the big things happen. And so it can be really confusing. Am I supposed to focus on the big things? Am I supposed to focus on the little details? How am I supposed to get things done, and how am I supposed to be successful and accomplish what I want to accomplish in my Purium business, and how am I supposed to be successful in my life and my relationships and other things if some people are telling me to focus and to just do one big thing, and other people are saying, no, you got to multitask, you got to focus on the details. And so, what I wanted to do was share some insights that I've had in reading up on both sides of that. I read a great book called The One Thing, and it's a book by a gentleman who started a real estate firm. It's one of the largest, I believe it is, the largest real estate firm on the planet. His name is Gary Keller, and it's called Keller Williams. And his focus is on the one thing. And yet when you read a book by John Wooden, who's probably the greatest college basketball coach of all time, he talks about the little details. And so here's what I've kind of sorted and sifted out about big things and little things, is that you want to focus on the big thing, the main thing, when you're talking about the what and the why. the what and the why. So when you're talking about your mission, your vision, your goals, your game plan, what you want to accomplish, it's really the big thing, that one simple thing that's going to make a difference. Or maybe it's a few big things that are going to make a difference. If you've ever seen, time management seminars, they always talk about the big rocks, and they do a visual explanation of the concept of the big rocks by filling up a glass jar, and they've got big rocks and little stones all the way down to sand. And if you put the big rocks in first, and then you put in the smaller rocks, and then you put in the sand, everything will fit. But if you put the sand in first and then put in the little rocks, there's not room for the big rocks. So as part of our Fast Start training, we help you to identify the why and the what of your mission, your vision, and your big things. So the bigger your why, the easier your how. Or in other words, the more that you want something and the more clear that you are as to what you want, the easier it is to get that thing, because you're willing to do more, you're willing to work harder, you're willing to make better decisions and reprioritize your life because you're more clear as to what you want to accomplish. And so on page 3 of the Fast Start training, we have goal boards, and the goal boards start with your health goals. You know, are you looking to lose weight, gain muscle, eat healthier, sleep better, lose inches, increase energy, lower stress, exercise more? What are those goals that you have for your health? And whether you created those goals in writing when you started Purium or you haven't, go to your back office, print out the Fast Start training, go and take a look and say, you know what, I've got some health goals that I want to accomplish over the next 60 days between now and convention. Here's what I want to accomplish. It's summertime. I want to look the best I can for my age. I want to lose 5 pounds. I want to build more muscle. I want to play basketball 3 times a week. I want to, you know, whatever it may be that is a health goal. We're in the health and wellness business. Having a mission and a clarity of thought as to what you're trying to accomplish in your health makes it easier for you to be a walking billboard. Makes it easier for you to attract other people. So the better you can be is obviously great for yourself, but it's also great for your business. And that's one of the things I love about this business, is that it creates this upward spiral where the better that you are, the better the people you attract. You know, the better that you are as an example of what we offer, the more people want what you have. And that has to do with not only just physical and aesthetic health, but of course the deepest part of health, the happiness and the contentment and the sense of well-being, that you're not so stressed and that you feel good about where you're going and what you're doing. And by having a mission, by having a focus, by having goals, you start to become more comfortable with and more content with not only what you have, but what you're going for. And then the same thing with wealth goals. You know, what are you looking to earn 60 days from now? What do you want to walk across stage? What rank do you want to be when you walk across stage at convention? And get clear on that and understand that, you know, obviously the higher the rank you are, the more recognition you're going to get, the more fun it's going to be, and challenge yourself over the next 60 days to say, here, this is what I want to accomplish, and importantly, set out some longer-term goals, some bigger visions, some further-out goals in 6 months or a year or 3 years. This is a business of leverage, and it doesn't grow in a straight line. It grows in a curve. So, you know, the more that you do in the next 60 days, not only does it help your income and your recognition for the next 60 days, but it sets you on a different path, a different trajectory for longer term out. And so, you know, when you look at those goal boards, when you think about that one thing or those few things or what and why you want to accomplish, you know, sometimes it's good to look on the physical and tangible things. You know, it could be paying down debt, it could be children's education or retirement, you know, or it could be, you know, kind of more in a perfect world sort of thing as to what you'd want to be, what you'd want to do, and what you'd want to have. And so as you start to think about, you know, the practical things that are right in front of you, you know, the bills that you've got to pay, the vacation you want to go on, you know, sometimes that helps people to get real clarity and focus. But other times, it's fun to just push aside all the bills, to clear off your desk, and to think about, you know, hey, what do I really, really want? What do I really deserve? And how can I communicate that? And oftentimes, it's not about a car or a house or a vacation or debt. Oftentimes, it's about family. It's about community. It's about giving back. It's about, you know, time to travel. It's time with your spouse. It's time. So a lot of times, it is time, literally, that you're looking for. And one of the things that's great about this business, it's one of the few businesses that gives you the opportunity to have true time freedom and true health freedom. And if you do things right, if you focus on those health goals and you focus on those wealth goals, that's where you're going to get the time freedom and the health freedom. So that big thing, that why and that what of what you're trying to accomplish and why you want to accomplish it, those big goals are what are going to keep you focused and allow you to do what you need to do. But then there's the little things, and the little things are what gets you to. It's the how part of it. The little things are what gets you to the big things. So I see people that have challenges on both sides. I know some people that are great at creating a vision and a dream and a big game plan as to what they want to accomplish, but they're not quite as good at putting the pieces of the puzzle together and doing the little things necessary month by month, week by week, day by day to make it happen. And then I see people on the opposite side that are really good at making things happen and doing lots of stuff, but they don't have that big picture. They don't have that vision. They don't know what they're working toward, and they're oftentimes easily distracted, and they go down dead-end paths. So you need to think about it for yourself and say, you know, do I have a big enough vision and a clear enough vision and a clear enough focus, and do I know why I'm doing what I want to do? And then am I good enough at making those things happen month by month, week by week, and day by day? And so when you think about the little things, the month by month, week by week, day by day, that's the way that I find that it's most effective to plan, is to start out a new month, and we're getting toward a new month, where you take a blank piece of paper and you really think about what that month should look like, what you want to accomplish, how many new members you want to personally bring in, what rank do you want to get to, who are your key people, who are your key prospects that you need to follow up with. So you put in place, you know, what that month looks like, and if you can accomplish all of those things and you come out the other side the next month, you'd be really happy with what you've accomplished. And the thing that's good about spending the time and doing that is that it will help you in kind of a mid-range way of always staying back toward something that's going to be productive. And then to take that to a week-by-week basis. I like to do it on Sunday nights. Sometimes I get, you know, going too fast on the weekends or have time with my family and just don't get to it Sunday night. And then Monday morning, I really try not to check emails and not to answer phone calls and just clear my desk for a half hour, 20 minutes, look at my monthly goals and write out my weekly goals and lay out everything I need to do for the week. And then day by day, you know, I start to fill in with the emails and the phone calls and whatever. So just like that analogy of filling up that glass jar, you want to put the big rocks in first, that's your monthly planning, your middle-sized rocks in second, which is your weekly planning, and then the sand that fills in on the day-to-day basis. And so to be effective, you need to understand the big things, the what and the why, to keep you moving towards something that inspires you, that you're excited about, and that your Purium business connects to. And it could be about making more money. It could be about having more health, or it could be helping other people or helping your community. Whatever it may be, that big picture keeps you moving forward with passion and excitement and energy even during the tough times. But then on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis, you need to be reprioritizing your life so that the Purium activities of holding healthy happy hours or making Facebook posts or sending congratulations to your new people or making sure that your Transformers know about the support call or making sure that people know about the text messages or, you know, all those details that help you and your people to be more successful, you know, it's those investments in time and effort and energy that keep your business moving forward. So try to figure out, you know, whether you're winning on the big things, winning on the little things, and what you need to adjust to be more successful. But I find that, you know, you need the big things and you need the little things to be successful, and that's what it takes. And importantly, as you start to move up in ranks, it gets more important to be good at both. So if you're just starting or you want to have a little business, then, you know, just doing the transformation right, sharing it with a few people, having some fun, you know, having a big vision and spending lots of time on goals is not so important. You know, spending, you know, the intense activities necessary to drive your business forward, it's not that important. But if you're on the call tonight, I'm guessing that you have a game plan and a wish to really affect your life with this Purion business. And if that's the case, then you need to get more clear as to what you're expecting out of your Purion business, why you want that, what you want, and connect your Purion business and your priorities to that big vision and make sure that your activities on a daily basis, not only your own activities, but also the support that you're giving, the culture that you're creating, the people that you're helping, that you're doing everything you can to make sure that they have every opportunity to be successful, that they're making their prospect list, that they're sharing their gift cards with people, that they're doing healthy happy hours, that they know what the tools are and what they need to do day by day, week by week, and month by month for them to be successful. When you get that process of duplication happening, then your business takes on a life of its own and things get even more exciting. So for me, it's been a real pleasure here every day to hear the stories of people who are plugged into their wellness goals and seeing their wellness goals achieved. I mean, gosh, I you know, talked to JD today. You know, he's lost 120 pounds. Monica's going to be coming down for a manufacturing tour. I think she's lost 130, 140 pounds. You know, Rick's coming in. He's lost 70 pounds. So all these folks that have lost lots and lots of weight, it didn't happen by accident. They had a big goal. They had a big vision. And they did the things necessary to make sure that the 10-day transformation was the beginning, not the one thing they did, but the beginning of a lifestyle change. And I talked to people on the money side. I talked to a woman today, Stacy. You know, her business is exploding. She hasn't even gotten her product yet, and she's already an executive. You know, there are people that are just excited and passionate, and they want to make things happen. And I just love to be a part of it. And if there's anything I can do to help you, I'm here to help and to support you. You know, glad that you're here, having success. And if you want to have more success, get more clear on your big things and get more clear and more focused on your little things, and your business will grow. So thanks everybody for joining us. Join David Sandoval tomorrow night. You're going to be talking about dehydration and this goo product for athletes, which will be great. And then on Thursday night, we're going to be sharing some success stories, as we always do. Our support calls are every day, Monday through Friday. So good stuff happening up, down, and all over this business, and I hope good things are happening for you. We'll catch you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.